we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. And we are coming to you today from the studios of WMIEFM.com, or, yeah, WMIEFM.com, but 91.5 FM, too. That's where we're coming to you from today. Today, it's going to require me to be out of the studios, so my attendance is required for a family situation. So I will just put it out there. We offer to pray for you. If you email us your prayer request, or, you know, mail in your prayer request, show up at church with your prayer request, mail in your prayer request, whatever, we stand in faith with you. And I would just like to be asking you to join us in prayer today for a family medical situation that we are attending to. So we serve a great God, a healer, and we are looking forward to health reigning in all of our physical bodies. And so we want to thank you for joining us and standing in faith for a good report. So thank you for holding us up in prayer. Also, if you would be praying for our denominational, our fellowship, district council. The Assemblies of God is technically not a denomination. It's a voluntary cooperative fellowship, if you want to know the official title of it. But we have our district council that is going on, and because of the family situation, I'm not going to be able to attend those items as well. So sometimes you have to prioritize matters, and for me, right after God comes my family. And that's the way it is. And I do not equate God and ministry. I equate God with God. So I love God with all. In fact, my wife and I both have God first, each other second, and then our family. And ministry comes down there. Work comes down there. So we love ministering to people, but we've got our lives in the order that we believe is biblically acceptable to God. And so if you would hold us up in prayer today, that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. And pray for our district council that the business of the Lord would be taken care of. You might not know this, but the Assemblies of God is one of the only denominations that is actually growing inside the United States of America. There, one of the reasons for that could be a large number of non-denominational churches that are taking place now. But we are thankful that we are still reaching the lost. Even after 100 plus years of ministry, we are still about winning people to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say thank you today to the folks at Jits Concrete. 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you need any block or concrete work done, give them a call. You do not want to try and tackle this yourself. It is a lot of work. There's a lot of different elements to take into consideration. I remember seeing a documentary, I believe on the Hoover Dam, which was a massive engineering project. And the particular documentary that I watched described how they poured it in sections. And they said, well, why didn't they just pour it all in one continuous slab? And the engineer said, if they had done it that way, the curing time for the concrete would have been massive. In other words, if they had done it the way that it seemed like it was the best to do, He said it would have not been able to fulfill its function. And so messing with concrete, it might not look like there's a lot to it, but you want to leave that to the professionals. In the northern states, whenever it snows, one of the most frequent times of heart problems is when people are outside and they're shoveling snow. And the snow's wet, it's heavy, and their bodies aren't used to it. Down here, we would experience those same sorts of strains physically whenever we are outside in the heat and we're trying to deal with things that are wet and heavy that our bodies aren't used to. So I just want to encourage you, if you do have some block or concrete work done, give the folks at JITS Concrete a call, 321-536-5804. Let them take care of it in a professional manner. We are going back to the Word. Matthew chapter 5. We've been discussing the Beatitudes. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." That was on Friday's broadcast. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." And that's where we're going to end the reading. Today we are going to be focusing on verse number 8. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." So in order for us to have this blessing, it has to be a present reality. Blessed are the pure in heart. Okay? If I were to ask you how many of you would want heart problems today, I don't think that we would get many people that would say, "You know what, I really do want to have a damaged or a defective or a contaminated heart." But yet, that is the spiritual condition that we live with on a regular basis until we ask Jesus to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. We have a heart problem. We have a sin nature problem. And God says, you don't have to continue to live like that. Jesus came to transform our hearts. If, you know, from that perspective, he came to change our entire personality so that we go forth blessed. I will never forget the very first time that my mother went in. She had a procedure done on her heart. She was a very young woman. She was in her 40s, and she went in and she came out and she made this statement. She said, "I feel 10 years younger." She went into the procedure. It wasn't a massive procedure. They went in and they opened up a blockage, but it didn't require opening the chest cavity or anything like that. They went in there and they took care of that. And she came out and she said, "I feel 10 years younger." Why? Because there was a problem with the heart that you couldn't see from the outside, but it was impairing her abilities because of something on the inside. And, you know, from a size perspective, a blockage is not very large. I'm not a doctor. I haven't played one on TV or on the radio, but I was told that a blockage, if you were to take a pencil lead and mark a dot on the page, that's about the size of a blockage looks like. You know, we've got this thing, you know, at least I do, I've got this picture of a blockage that could kill you as being something that's very, very large. But in actuality, it's something that's very tiny. And one little tiny thing has attached to another little very tiny thing, attached to another little tiny thing, and pretty soon you have a blockage that is built up of a bunch of little things that didn't really seem to be that important until they ganged up on you, and all of a sudden it creates a life-threatening condition. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. One of the things that you see when you look at this beatitude is that the condition of your heart impairs your ability to perceive God. It's not until we allow God to purify our hearts that we are able to really see the goodness of God, the greatness of God, the work of God, the love of God. We see the provision of God and all that sort of stuff. But it all begins on the inside. And too many times we want to do the opposite. Until people see God, then they don't really think that they are going to benefit from God, and they continue to live with the damaged innermost being that Jesus came to remedy and to cure. In 1 Timothy, now I'm going to be flipping to a lot of scriptures today. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, if you're turning in your Bible, that's right before 2 Timothy. I'm sorry. My family actually does listen to this program, and whenever I tell one of my old jokes, they just, you did not just say that on the radio. Yeah, I really did. Verse number 5. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith, from which some have strayed, having turned aside to idle talk, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things which they affirm. So you and I, when God has purified our heart, it's going to enable us to love. Having a heart that has been transformed by the grace of God, by the forgiveness of God, enables us to love other people from a pure heart, with a good conscience, and from a sincere faith. I believe that you can do that. I believe I can do that because of the Christ who lives in me. Not because of me, but because of the Christ that lives in me. In 1 Peter chapter 1, we're going to see this same principle, but kicked up a notch. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 22. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. If you look there in verse number 22, since you have purified your souls, and then it tells you that the way to do that is to obey the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love the brethren fervently. You need to, if you have a pure heart, it should not be a problem for you to love other believers, and for that love not to be a lukewarm type condition, but that it would be a red hot love. I've got some. If you don't have anybody that would take a bullet for you, you need to be in the house of God. Jesus did that for you. Okay. I've got people that I love. I mean, there was a time in my life I didn't know them, but I'm telling you, I would do anything in the world for them. And while I'm saying that, I will say this: there are some people that are in my past that I love the same way, but they moved on to other pastures, but it didn't have anything to do with whether or not I loved them or not, because I loved them fervently to the point that some decisions that were made, one of the things that contributed to those decisions was how much I loved those particular people. So don't just, let your love be a lukewarm thing, or, oh, it's good to see you, or wave at one another at Walmart. Our love for one another as brothers and sisters in Christ should be something that is a little higher on the scale. Let's see, where was I? Oh, my wife's birthday was earlier this month, and we went to a restaurant with one of these heating elements in the table. And you could tell when the power was flowing to that heating element because there was a light that you could see, or at least I could see from my seat, that said, don't touch this, this is hot. And I believe that's the way that the body of Christ is, that it should be a love that when the devil looks at a church and looks at a body of believers and say, well, you better not touch this because the love we have here is not just a love in deed, or not just a love in word, it is a love in action. This is a fervent love. And so go ahead and take those two things and make sure that you purify your heart so that you can love one another the way that God wants you. In verse number 1 John 3:3, it says that everyone who has hope. Let me just turn over to you there. It's just a few pages to the right. 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Okay, I want to repeat that. We know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Your perception of God causes you to want to change so that you represent and resemble him to a greater degree than you've ever done before. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And then in 1 John 3:2, when you see him, you will be like him. The easiest thing in the world should be for a Christian to want to change to become more like Jesus. And yet, Christians, like unchristians, hate to change almost to the same degree. Change is a good thing when it's coming from God. Now, verse number 3. And everyone who has this hope, what hope? That we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. You see, when you see God as he is, you see that he is pure, that he is holy. And like Isaiah, you realize that even though you thought you were okay, when you see the reality, the purity, and the holiness of God, you say, you know what? I don't quite measure up yet. And so you and I, we've got to purify ourselves. We got to say, God, take this junk out of me. When was the last time you asked God to take some junk out of your life? We oftentimes have this me mindset. Gimme, 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 gimme. But when was the last time you ever said, God, is there anything in me that needs to be taken out of me? Okay. Now, let me put it to you this way. Is there anything that needs to be taken out of me so that I can see you more clearly? What kind of vision is acceptable in your life? Are you okay only being able to see 50% of the reality? You know, when I was a kid, I didn't realize it, but my eyesight began to change. And I can still remember how I came to realize that I needed glasses. We didn't go to the doctor a whole bunch. And we were bowling one night, and my dad was bowling, and I was the scorekeeper, and I said, is there 2 or 3 pins left down there? And he said, are you telling me that you can't tell how many pins are down there? I said, that's what I'm telling you. And so the next thing I know, I'm getting glasses. And so I was at my house, and I remember I'd stood there many times before, and there was this massive tree in the neighbor's field across the street. My parents lived in a very rural area. You could see civilization from where we were at. But we hauled our own water with a pickup truck and a water tank trailer. That's how we got water. I mean, so country, everybody say country. That was the reality. But I remember looking over that tree, and I put my glasses on it, and I said, Mother, what? I said, that tree's not just green. It has leaves on it. All of a sudden, because they had given me corrective lenses, I could see details that I hadn't been able to see before. And I believe that if we will purify our heart and love from a pure heart and keep our hearts pure, that's in 1 Timothy 5:22, keep yourself pure, that what is going to happen is we're going to be able to perceive things that have been there all the time, but we just have never noticed them before. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8 says that one of the ways that we maintain that purity, and it's whatever is pure, think on these things. There's a number of different things that are listed there, but you need to spend your time intentionally thinking on the things that are pure. If you start thinking about things that are impure, guess where you're going to be drawn? You're going to be drawn to the impure. And so we literally have to take our thoughts captive. We need to train our minds to function the way God's word wants our minds to function. Does that mean you're going to think like me? No, I hope you have better jokes than I've got. But I hope that when it comes to your thought life, that you have elevated the word of God to the highest place that you can in your life, and that it's not just elevated there as a museum piece, but it is something that you feast on a regular basis, so that it affects the way that you think, because what you think on is going to be what comes out of your mouth. It's just a matter of time. Let me go on to one more. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 20. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. That sounds pretty good. Now listen to the responsibility. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So when your heart is pure, you're going to know it because you're going to be able to call upon the Lord. You're going to have a longing to call on the Lord. You're going to say, God, I want you to call me towards you instead of me hearing the cries and the invitations of those youthful lusts. I'm going to hear the invitation to pursue righteousness, to pursue faith, to pursue love, to pursue peace. Not by myself, but as a group run. Here a few weeks ago, I think it was my wife's birthday, and after church, our son and daughter-in-law came over to the houses with some other people, and our grandson was there, and we just love watching him play. I mean, it brings great joy to our life to be able to watch our grandson play. And he was down on the floor, and he took his finger, and he was standing one foot in front of the other, and he was taking his finger, and he was saying, "Daddy, here. Daddy, here." And he kept doing it, "Daddy, here." And our son knew exactly what he was wanting. He was wanting to come over there. But he was inviting him to come over for their regular run. "Daddy, come here. I'm ready to run. And I want you to run with me." "Well, where are we running?" Well, you know, they had a little race to the door and a race back. But in a spiritual sense, I want to invite you to come and run. Not for a distance, but for an objective. To pursue righteousness with me. To pursue faith with me. To pursue love with me. To pursue peace with the body of Christ. Let's run. And let's call on the name of the Lord out of a pure heart. One last verse, one book over, Titus chapter 1, last verse of the day. Verse number 15. "To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but even their mind and conscience are defiled. They profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work." If we do not allow God to cleanse us, there's not anything that we partake of that is going to be pure. I remember watching a movie one time. You know, in all honesty, I don't know that I've ever seen the entire movie from beginning to end in a single setting. And I believe it was Back to the Future 3. And Marty McFly, it goes back in time, and he meets a much younger relative. And during that visit, he's trying not to, reveal who he is. But they offer him a glass of water. And when they present that glass of water, he was expecting the purified, crystal clear water that came from his day and time. Instead, they presented to him the water that came from their well. It was cloudy. It was brown. It didn't look appetizing. And he said, "You know what? I don't think I'm going to drink that anymore. Let's avail ourselves of the pure heart that God has for us, because he wants us to see God." We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, bring you something new, tell how great you are, tell my praise to you. It's like an